Good morning and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek and I am back in the studio. I made it back from Des Moines, Iowa. I had a great time talking about Jesus Christ to a great group of Catholic business leaders. I am back in the studio for day two of Radiothon 2017, and I've got a bit of a problem. I've got a bit of a problem right now because I want you to listen to this sound. Now, Dave Parker, good morning,
Gary.
By the way.
Good morning, brother.
The
Welcome
point
back.
That I was trying to make that there is no bell ringing. You just rang the bell.
Absolutely.
You were not supposed to ring the bell.
Okay.
Way to go.
Sound
way to support
silence.
Me. Yeah, way to support me, Frank Eliason.
But I had to because we did get a pledge this morning.
So okay, well, that's good. Let me
okay,
make
you,
my point.
You handle
see,
that one.
See, you're in control. I don't realize that. Now, here's the deal. I am trying to get the first caller. I want you to be the first caller of the day. We did get a pledge. Somebody came to the studio this morning. But I want a caller right now, if you could, so we could ring the bell and I could announce we have the first donor of the day, 215-345-1570. Can you do that for me? Can you call in and help us out at our Holy Spirit Radio Radiothon, 215-345-1570. We will mention you on the air that you were the first caller. Let's get the phones started today. Be that first caller at 215-345-1570. As soon as that happens, Dave Parker's going to ring the bell again, and your name will be announced on the air.
Just for you.
Just for you. That's right. So we're going to do that, 215-345-1570. We have an amazing show today, but I'm going to turn things over for a brief minute to our Director of Operations, Mr. Frank Eliason. Frank, what do you got for us today?
Good morning. Radiothon 2017 yesterday. A little disappointed in how it did, but I'm grateful for the people that we did hear from. We'll hear from a lot more today, you know, but I think we could do that, and I think we should start it off pretty big.
All right.
Let's have a $1,000 match for this hour.
Ooh, $1,000
match. $1,000
match
for this hour.
That means what?
For this hour.
You make a donation, and we reach that goal of $1,000, it's all matched 100%.
So if we make $1,000 in this hour, we will have you will match that. Holy Spirit Radio will have a matching donor.
We have a matching donor for that.
It's already lined up.
All right,
yeah,
let's get started. What do we have as a total so far?
Good question.
I don't have that number.
We got to call.
No, I mean for today.
We haven't set up a goal. We have nothing for today except for whatever that is.
So
yes.
All right.
Can I go to this?
Yeah, go.
I want to thank Tim, who we had a passerby, or not just a passerby. He loved us, Tim from Chalfont. He stopped by to make a donation, and thank you, Tim. And he wanted to meet the morning crew, the Spirit of the Morning crew. Thank you so much. He's a listener for 5 years. And of the station in general, but loves our show.
All right. Excellent. So we have one donation so far. We need to get to $1,000 before we go off to the air today. Now, as a reminder, we Holy Spirit. Let me get my thoughts straight.
Where are
I'm
you,
excited. We will be on the air with Spirit of the Morning from 7 to 8, as we normally will. Mm-hmm. Then we take a break for the Mass, and then we're back. We're back for another 2 hours. All new music. Great guests lined up for you. That's going to be taking place after the Mass. So, but we need to raise that $1,000 in this first hour. Can you help us out? 215-345-1570. Dave will ring the bell if that's the case. I want to go to our first guest right now, who is standing by very graciously on the line, a good friend of ours, somebody you are well familiar with. You see her on TV and you hear her on the radio. Johnette Benkovic is here. Johnette, good morning, my friend.
Well, good morning, Gary, and good morning to all of you gentlemen this morning. What a beautiful day this is, indeed.
It sure is. Johnette, thanks so much for making the time to be with us. We are doing our radiothon right now, and you understand the importance of Catholic radio. You understand the importance of supporting Catholic radio. Johnette, I know you wouldn't be offended if we broke in to ring the bell to say that we have somebody calling in. So if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to give the number 215-345-1570. If you could just talk for a few minutes about the importance of what we do, not just here at Holy Spirit Radio, but at EWTN, the importance of Catholic radio and the importance of our listeners supporting us financially.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, you know, I was very, very eager to be with you gentlemen this morning to participate in such a great effort. And I wish that we could really understand how important Catholic radio is today. But I don't think that we really grasp it because we cannot see the full reality of what God's plan is. All we can see sometimes is the next step, or maybe he lets us see three steps ahead, but not too many, because if we saw too many, we wouldn't be able to take in the grandeur of it all. And the fact of the matter is, I was, you know, this morning, woke up early, anticipatory for this moment, and I spent a little bit of time there, and I was just reflecting on everything, and I was praying. And, you know, it seemed as though I saw something really, really beautiful that I want to share with your listeners today.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything is outside of time and space in the eternal moment. And when God asks us to participate in something in time, like today, making a donation to Holy Spirit Radio, we are participating in a great work of God that is, in a certain way, outside of time and space. So we make a donation today for Holy Spirit Radio. But in some way, that generosity of heart that we display has a character to it, a charism to it, that can go back in time and forward in time in terms of the good that it does. And I know that that sounds like, wow, you know, where did that come from? Well, I think it came from the Holy Spirit, because there is a direct effect upon future generations in what we do in time. And if we commemorate it in a way in which we give it all to the Lord, it can go back in time as well. So I just want to say to everybody this morning that when you participate in this great work of evangelization that is Holy Spirit Radio, your offering, because it is attached to the generosity of God, right? Everything generous that we do is attached to His generosity. It has the power to help individuals in the present moment, certainly in the future moment, and in the past events and circumstances and people that we knew in our lives. So I really have a unique idea, I think, for everybody today. And I'm going to try this on you guys first. Of course, everybody's going to hear it at the same time.
All right.
See what you think about this, right? If we make a donation to Holy Spirit Radio today, we can indeed use this as an offering to God through which we can enable all of our loved ones who are deceased, and all of those future generations who will come, to open their hearts to a new expression of the mercy of God, you know?
Wow.
And you know, these donations that we make, they do have this fundamental reality of
right.
pushing forward this great gift of evangelization, but united to the generosity of God, can do far more than we would imagine. So I want for us to become a little more broad-minded about these acts of charity, these acts of donation that we perform. It's something that exists in the eternal moment. So I don't know how it is for any of you. You know, sometimes we think of course, I lost my husband, I lost my son. What is it that we can do to be of benefit? We can make a donation, perhaps even in their name, with that intention. So look at this as a way of really participating in evangelization and God's great plan for salvation.
Wow.
And I was excited by that thought, you know? And I thought to myself, there's got to be individuals out there who need to hear. We know God has raised up Catholic Radio for today. Those of us involved in it, we know it. We stand on that. We move in that. We work in that. But my dear friends in Christ, this plan of God, this scheme of God for the salvation of man is so broad.
Mm.
It incorporates us in an absolutely tremendous way. And I would be so grateful if I heard bells ringing.
I know, Johnette. Me too. But Johnette, let me just break in quickly, because you are saying that so beautifully. But the number here is 215-345-1570. 215-345-1570. And I know, you know, let me be honest, Johnette's my guest, and I want my guest to be happy. So if I invite Johnette on the show, I want to give her bells, right? So 215-345-1570. Johnette, you just say that so well. Many people are going to be listening and saying, well, why do I need to support Catholic Radio? Because it's free. You know, I don't need to do this. Somebody else can do it. But as you said, aside from the reasons that you mentioned, it's also a way to evangelize.
It is. It is. And this is the exciting reality of it all, you know. When we stand before the heavenly throne and we're making an account for our lives, we're going to have the opportunity for God to show us. He's going to show us. You know, do you remember that morning when you listened to Holy Spirit Radio and they were having their radio-a-thon and they were raising the funds that they needed to keep that programming on the air? and you made a donation, well, I want to show you how many souls have come into these heavenly gates because of your generosity of heart.
Wow.
And it's going to be a stunning moment because, like I was saying, you know, here's the deal, Gary. You know, when we begin to evangelize a person, the flesh and blood that stands before us, that seed of faith goes forward into future generations as a result of that person's faith, as a result of his witness, as a result of the testimony of words that he gives, you know? And
yeah.
So we're going to see a lineup of people that we never dreamed possible. It's going to be amazing. And it's all because of the donation. You know, so we want to reach into our pockets, pull out what we have, and give it to such a great effort that has the capacity to save lives, to heal souls, to bring people into a knowledge of the truth, to bring them peace and comfort in moments of need, to exalt our Lord, to raise people up, spirit of joy. Woohoo! I mean, I'm excited for you guys. I'm excited for all of our listeners.
Oh, wait a minute. Jeanette, do you mind? Dave Parker has an announcement we just got.
We heard the bell.
That means something good happened because of what you said.
Jack from Birmingham, Alabama, just made a pledge to Holy Spirit Radio.
Jack from Birmingham, Alabama?
Absolutely. And that's why Joan was jumping all over the place.
Isn't that exciting, Johnny?
Wow. Well, thank you, Jack, so much, you know, for kicking off our day. And thank you
Well,
so
that's
much.
Great news. That's great.
That's wonderful news. Well, God is so good, isn't he? And he's so merciful. And he shows such beautiful displays himself in such marvelous ways through the works that he does through us. Oh, well, thank you, Jack from Birmingham, Alabama. That is a beautiful gift.
And by the way, Jeanette, we are just about out of time. I want to thank you for joining us on the program today. You are a big asset to us at Holy Spirit Radio. I know our listeners love listening to your program. Can you remind us where we can find you online, maybe to invite you out to speak?
Oh, sure. It's very easy. womenofgrace.com.
Awesome.
That's womenofgrace.com.
Awesome. Jeanette Bankovic, thank you so much for spending a little time with us this morning.
Thank you, guys.
All right. God bless you. See you later.
Bye.
Jeanette Bankovic, when we come back, Bobby Schindler, we're going to be talking some pro-life news. Stay tuned. Remember to call 215-345-1570.
Radiothon 2017. For every pledge, $55 or more, or $5 per month, you will receive the book, The Secret of the Rosary. Call now, 215-345-1570. Again, that is 215-345-1570, or visit holyspiritradio.org.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for September 21st. Today, we celebrate Saint Matthew. What an unlikely character Matthew was to be called by Jesus. A Jew who collected taxes from his fellow Jews on behalf of the occupying Roman forces, Matthew would probably have been roundly disliked, if not hated. It would not be surprising, then, if people were shocked to hear Jesus call such a man to be one of his intimate followers. But that is precisely what Jesus did. We read in both Mark's and Luke's Gospel that Jesus saw a local tax collector, we believe this to be Matthew, and uttered the life-altering invitation, "Follow me." Tradition also recognizes Matthew as one of the four evangelists. In telling the story of Jesus, the first gospel focuses on the demands of Christian discipleship, but also assures his readers that the risen Jesus remains with the church following his death and resurrection. We can take heart that from such an unlikely situation, Jesus chose one of the foundations of the church. He chose a man whom many thought not holy enough to be a close associate of the Messiah. But Matthew was one of the sinners Jesus came to call, just as he calls all of us. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Do you own a business? One of the ways you can help Holy Spirit Radio is becoming an underwriter. Underwriting starts at $300 per month. If you would like to become an underwriter, email frank@holyspiritradio.org or call 215-345-1570. That's 215-345-1570. Here is one of our underwriters now.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
Positively the best way to start your morning. Gary Zimak is on Spirit in the Morning.
There's a rustling in my heart and my mind, a disturbance and a tension I cannot seem to drive. And if I'm honest, there's quite a bit of fear to sit here in this silence and really hear you. What will you ask of me? Listen to your voice when you speak. Torn inside, and in the middle, we are left to wonder who we are, what you want, and where we're going. Oh, such a mystery. I don't always understand.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Plum with God Help Me. You are in the midst of our Holy Spirit Radio Radiothon 2017, and it's great to have you listening to what? Dave Parker.
Yes,
what
Gary.
Is that? What is that sound?
Oh,
that sounds like the bell. What do we have?
Coming in. We have Trisha from St. Joseph's in Downingtown, and she's listening on her way to work.
Awesome. Thank you, Trisha.
All right. Keep up the
Thank
good work.
Thank you so much.
Be safe.
And again, Dave's going to interrupt me with the bell whenever we get new pledges. 215-345-1570. I'm asking you to help. Oh, boy, that was quick, Mr.
That was
Parker.
Quick. Yes.
What do we have?
We have Roger, who knows you from
Roger.
St. Andrew.
Hey, brother. Newtown. You came through, my man. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Roger.
He's a great listener, and he's, you know.
He is a great listener.
He's a great listener, and isn't he the one that is a great chef or something?
I do not know. I do not know.
Okay.
I don't know about Roger's culinary abilities,
you,
but listen, we do appreciate that. Okay, we now have $460 toward our $1,000 amount. That's our goal. We need $540. If we can get $540 by the time this first part of Spirit in the Morning ends at 8 o'clock, you know what that means? It will be matched. The $1,000 will be matched. You know what? You are awesome because you're coming through. I told you I needed, and I've got some tricks up my sleeve. You just wait. I'm going to be offering some really cool stuff. I'm just getting started. You are part of our Holy Spirit Radio family. We count on you. We turn to you once a year. You don't hear me asking for money much, and we're giving you top-notch entertainment. But we're asking you to help us meet that goal of $1,000 during this hour. I know it's early. 215-345-1570. I'm going to go to an interview briefly. When I do that, Dave Parker will break in with the bell when you call at 215-345-1570.
I have something from Roger. He says, loves to hear Gary grovel on
thanks,
the radio.
That's right.
And because he wants to bust your chops. That must be
that's
a good friend.
That's right. I do appreciate
right.
that. But, I'm going to grovel all I can. But we're very grateful for your support. 215-345-1570. I'm going to go to our second guest now. We got a lot of guests today. I'm a little confused. We are, every Thursday on the program, we devote the first guest segment to a pro-life issue. Today, we're joined by our good friend Bobby Schindler, who is the president of the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network. Bobby joins us on the phone now. Hey, Bobby, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Gary.
Thank you so much for joining us in the midst of our radiothon. You know, you're a great blessing to us here at Holy Spirit Radio. But Bobby, in case somebody's listening for the first time, they're not familiar with the work that you do at the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network, could you just give us a brief overview?
Sure. Well, in response to what happened to my sister, our family started this nonprofit 12 years ago. And essentially, we work to advocate for those, the medically vulnerable and their families that are trying to protect them. So that's essentially what they do. Families call us when they're in a healthcare crisis. We have a crisis lifeline phone number, and they contact us, and we use our resources to try to intervene and help families to receive proper treatment.
Wow. Wow. And, of course, your sister is Terry Schiavo. I'm sure our listeners are familiar with your sister and her story. And, Bobby, you do such great work. I want to talk to you a little bit about an article that you recently wrote, because I looked at this headline, and at your on your website, it's faithandlife.org. Is that correct?
Lifeandhope.com.
I'm sorry,
lifeandhope.com.
Lifeandhope.com.
That's okay.
You've got a lot of great articles posted. There's an article you wrote, and the headline says, disabled man's wife decides it's in his best interest to starve him to death. What the heck's going on with that, Bobby?
Well, Gary, unfortunately, these types of stories or these types of situations we receive all the time. In the past 12 years, I can't even count the number of cases that we receive where patients that are not dying like Terry and are being kept alive or being treated by just food and water through feeding tubes are being denied care. It's legal in all 50 states to deny food and hydration to patients if their caretaker decides that's what they want to do. And it's funny, as you said, it was in his best interest. It seems to me that these people are putting the patients out of their misery, and they don't want to care for them anymore for whatever reason, so they take these steps. And It's tragic, and that goes back to the beginning. What I was saying is, we try to help these patients and intervene and try to get them the care that they deserve and the compassion they need.
You know, you said there are more cases than you can count. You're not kidding about that, right? Because somebody might be listening and saying, "Oh, how often does this really happen?" But it happens. It happens quite often, doesn't it?
Yes.
And people need to know that, Bobby. People need to know that this is just not like, you know, five cases. You get calls all the time.
Well, look, I think it's a relevant analogy or comparison, Gary, to the Roe versus Wade decision. But back in the 80s, it was decided by the courts that food and hydration through feeding tubes was no longer basic and ordinary care.
Wow.
And it was redefined as medical treatment.
Yeah.
That change in language has exposed countless medically vulnerable individuals to having their food and water denied if they're receiving a feeding tube. And it's, as I said, it's legal in all 50 states.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and that's what it comes down to. And that's why we receive these calls from families that are trying to get help to get their loved one the proper care, which many times is just food and hydration through feeding tubes, like it was in my sister's case.
Yeah, and you know, it's somehow turned into a matter of compassion for the person who is ill and who can't defend themselves. It's a matter, the world tells us this is compassion, putting them out of their misery, as you said. Well, these are human,
right.
I mean, that's God's job, isn't it?
Yeah. We get a lot of stories, so we're a little, I guess, because of all the crisis type of situations we receive.
Yeah.
So I don't want to paint the healthcare system with this broad brush, but I got to tell you, there has been a shift to a quality of life where depending on a person's quality of life, we can now decide, and I say we, doctors, ethics committees can now decide whether a person should live or die. And that's why your program is so important, Gary. I mean, you give a voice, you know, through us and the people that you have on, you give a voice to the vulnerable, the medically defenseless. And without programs like yours, they're not going to hear from us because, as you know, the secular media does not provide that type of help and support like your programs and to help families that are in these types of situations.
Well, I thank you for coming on and helping us because, especially during this radiothon where we ask our listeners for support, but it's because of their support, Bobby, that we're able to bring people like you on to, number one, educate them, and number two, to give them hope and let them know what they can do because, Bobby, you can't do this by yourself. Bobby Schindler can't do this by himself. You need the help of your supporters, correct?
Right, and I know what blessings our supporters are, and I know how grateful you are for the people that support you, because as you said, you know, we're all in this together, and without each other, without the help from others and the generosity of others, we can't be there to help our medically defenseless and the unborn children and so many other people that are exposed to this culture of death type of society we live in today. And unfortunately, I know I sound negative and pessimistic here, but it seems to be getting worse, and we kind of fight with all our might to push back.
That's,
and to give these people the compassion and love and protection they need and deserve.
Exactly, Bobby. And you know what? It would be negative if you only gave the first part of your message. But I don't think you're negative at all. You're enlightening us. You're giving us a wake-up call. But then you say, well, look, here's what we can do. That's the thing. I don't think that's negative. I think you do a great job. It's an uplifting, powerful message when you take the whole message. But we need to be informed before we can go out and do something. Bobby, we are just about out of time. And I want to thank you again, not for just being on the show today, But for being a regular guest on the program, can you remind us where we can find you online to help you out?
Sure. Thanks again, Gary. Lifeandhope.com.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. Bobby Schindler. Listen, 215-345-1570. I want a call by the time I come back with my next guest, Lisa Hendy. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Hurricane Maria is lashing the northeastern Dominican Republic early today and is expected to pass near the Turks and Caicos later in the day. The Category 3 storm's maximum sustained winds are near 115 miles per hour, and the U.S. National Hurricane Center says some strengthening is possible during the next day or so. A Mexican bishop says that aid is desperately needed in his country in the wake of a major earthquake there earlier this week. The UK Catholic Herald reports that Bishop Ramon Castro of Cuernavaca has said there are many deaths and many churches damaged, including one colonial-era church that completely collapsed with the priests miraculously escaping safely. Bishop Castro said, quote, "There is a great deal of solidarity, thank God, but it is not enough. This is a serious disaster," end quote. And two former prosecutors say 9 deaths at a Florida nursing home that lost its air conditioning during Hurricane Irma may not result in criminal charges. David Weinstein and Bob Deckel said prosecutors may not be able to prove the owner and the staff at the rehabilitation center at Hollywood Hills knew their actions would result in the deaths or great bodily injury of their patients. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Radiothon 2017, a celebration of over 18 years of Catholic radio in the Delaware Valley. There are three ways you can help. First, tell a friend about Holy Spirit Radio. Second, prayers are an exceptional way to help us achieve our mission. And third, if you can afford to, your financial support is what keeps this station going. Call now, 215-345-1570. Again, that's 215-345-1570. Or visit holyspiritradio.org.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Pittsburgh's Dr. Jim Withers began his ministry called Operation Safety Net 22 years ago. It happened after he met Mike Sallows, a man who'd been homeless for 7 years and was now giving out blankets and food to those who needed them. Dr. Withers offered to go along to provide free basic medical care. As stated in a video by the media company NationSwell, he estimates he's treated over 1,200 homeless a year since 1992. His influence extends beyond his Pennsylvania hometown as well. Dr. Withers said, "We have helped create organizations like ours, street medicine programs, in over 85 communities throughout the world. I'd love to see it become a point of pride for communities everywhere." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
One of the ways Holy Spirit Radio supports the Catholic community in the Delaware Valley is through public service announcements. Does your church or religious group have an event? We would be happy to announce it. Just email us at 1570 AM at holyspiritradio.org.
All are invited to pray for those suffering with any and all addictions. On October 2nd from 7 to 8 p.m. at St. Andrew Old Church, that's at 135 South Sycamore Street in Newtown. Family and friends are welcome. Again, that's praying for those suffering with any and all addictions. October 2nd from 7 to 8 p.m. at St. Andrew Old Church in Newtown.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
My joy, you are my song, you are the well, the one I'm drawing from, you are my refuge, my whole life long, where else would I go? Surely my God is the strength of my soul, your love defends.
Your love defends me.
strength of my soul. Your love defends me. Your love defends me. And when I feel like I'm all alone, your love defends me. Your love defends me. Surely my God is the strength of my soul. Your love defends me. Your love defends me. And when I feel like I'm all alone, your love defends me. Your love defends me. We sing hallelujah. You're my portion, my salvation. Hallelujah. You're my portion, my salvation. Hallelujah. You're my portion, my salvation.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That is brand new from Matt Maher, Your Love Defends Me. And as a reminder, by the way, I'm Gary Zimak. Great to be with you here today in the studio. I made it back from Iowa yesterday. Great to be back in the studio for, did I mention it's Radiothon 2017? We are counting on you. Just as a reminder, we have a goal this hour for $1,000. If we hit that goal, how do we hit that goal? You call 215-345-1570, 215-345-1570. If we hit that goal, that $1,000 will be matched. Now, as a personal favor, I don't ask you for many things, do I? We come on the air, I give you entertainment, you got all new music for the next 2 days, all 3 days of this radiothon. I have been giving you songs that we have never played before. Mm-hmm. All I ask is that you call that number, 215-345-1570, and help out your buddy Gary as he tries to raise money for Holy Spirit Radio. What is that? Is that the bell? Dave,
yeah,
Parker's
Gary,
ringing,
hey,
the bell.
Two shout-outs. Kathy from
Holy Spirit. We got some calls.
Got some calls.
Awesome. Let's hear it.
Yeah, they're coming in, folks. Keep it up. Kathy from Holy Family in Clemens, North Carolina.
Whoa.
Wishes us well. Must be listening on HolySpiritRadio.org.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because we do stream online. Thank you,
absolutely.
Kathy.
Absolutely. And then Barbara from St. Maria Goretti Parish. Thank you so much for listening. A faithful listener.
Thank you, Barbara. And at the moment, we are $500 short of our goal. Can you help us get another $500 by 8 o'clock? If we do, that's going to be matched, $1,000. That's our goal. You can help us by being that caller, 215-345-1570. We're going to go to a guest now. I know my guest personally. She is not going to be offended if Dave rings that bell and we get interrupted with your call. We're going to announce your name on the air. Can you help me out? 215-345-1570. Right now, I'm going to go to my good friend, Lisa Hendy, very well known for her work as a speaker, as an author, as somebody who is just a great representative of the new evangelization movement. Lisa Hendy, good morning.
Hey, Gary, good morning to you, and happy Pledge Week.
Thank you. And Lisa, for once, you're on the East Coast when we're talking to you.
I know, and we're missing you, but it's great to be here in the same time zone as you and wide awake at this time of the morning.
I know. Lisa, say hi to all my friends at the Catholic Leadership Conference. This is the first one that I've missed in several years.
I will, and I'd tell you to be here on St. Matthew the Apostle and to be talking to you and the prophetic work that you're doing here at the radio station. It's a really beautiful day.
Well, thank you for saying that, Lisa. I wanted to talk to you about something interesting. We typically, over the past couple of months, when you come on, you're a regular guest on the program, we talk a lot about evangelizing online, social media, and in different ways. But Lisa, isn't it also important for those of us who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ to evangelize at the parish level and in our lives?
It is, Gary. You know, this has been really close to my heart the last few months, because I think you know that my husband and I are in a new parish, and we're so blessed to have found a lovely parish and to be, you know, worshiping there for the last year. But I've just been feeling this longing. You know, my old parish where we were for 23 years was such a spiritual home to me, and I've felt sort of this emptiness for the last few months, and I realized, okay, this is going to feel this way until you get off your pew and start doing something about it.
I like that, yeah.
So that's what I'm working on, and it's really occurred to me that it's very easy in our day-to-day life to think, oh, I put something up on Facebook, you know, maybe today I put a picture of St. Matthew or something and shared a little quote from him on Twitter, or I, you know, made a really cute meme to share my faith. But, you know, and in the meantime, we look around and our parishes are emptying and our ministries are emptying, and we're greatly needed there.
Mm. And that's a very good point. And you're not saying that it's not good to evangelize online, but you're also saying that sometimes if we evangelize too much online, we forget that we can evangelize at the local level, at our parish. Because, Lisa, you tell me one parish. I mean, you travel around a lot, as do I. I don't know of a parish who would say, we have enough volunteers. We don't need any more.
No, absolutely. And I mean, my response was to kind of a crisis plea that came this summer from my parish for some liturgical ministries, which what greater way to know our faith so that we can share it with others than to become a lector or an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion or, you know, a member of the choir.
Yeah. Yeah. There is definitely that need. Okay, Lisa, I have to be honest with you. I've got a problem. Can I share my problem with you right now?
Go for it.
I don't hear any bells ringing. I have a goal that we're trying to reach of $1,000. If we hit that goal in this hour, it will be matched to help us at Holy Spirit Radio. So, Lisa, I'm going to give my phone number out now and ask everybody listening, because I know we have such great guests lined up, including Lisa Handy. I would ask you to please call 215-345-1570 and help us to make that goal in the next 20 minutes. Your name will be announced on the air. Dave Parker will ring the bell for you. Lisa, you do a lot of Catholic radio.
How important
is it for the listeners to support us?
It's so important. I can't tell you the number of times I go out into retreat spaces or parishes and people tell me, you know, their motivation for coming out is that they reconnected with their faith through Catholic radio, that maybe they hadn't been to Mass for a very long time, and somehow they were just scrolling along on the radio and came across this super cool guy named Gary and started listening to him or whoever the host is. And you know that radio is such an intimate forum. We think we get to know you, Gary, and your family and your life and your faith journey, and you invite us into a deeper consideration of our own. And this is also a really kind of low grade, easy way. Hey, slap a bumper sticker on the back of your car with the station call letters or whatever it is. You know, this is a way that you can really share something that means a lot to you with other people, and that's really efficacious in terms of spreading not only the gospel, but a day-to-day living of the gospel.
And I know, Lisa, I know it's important to you because you wake up every month at 4:30 a.m. to be on the air with us. I mean, honestly, and I know you do a lot of Catholic radio, you and I have both seen the effectiveness of it. We are reaching people that sometimes have stopped going to church. I mean, how powerful is that?
Absolutely. And actually, also, you're reaching people who are homebound. You are reaching those incarcerated in prison, other people who don't have ready access to good, faithful teaching of the gospel.
Yeah.
So when we support your programming or the programming of any Catholic radio, we amplify the message of the gospel.
Amen. And you can reach us right now and help us. Help us at Holy Spirit Radio by calling 215-345-1570. We really want to reach that goal. You don't want to let your buddy Gary down, because I'm going to have to explain to my friend Lisa Handy why we didn't reach our goal. And Lisa's a pretty tough person.
Gary,
yes.
Let me ask you this. How does it work when somebody calls in and makes a pledge? Do they send in their money later on, or how does that work? I'm kind of curious about that.
I believe Dave Parker can fill us
in
on that.
Yes, okay. They can make a monthly. They can do it monthly for the next year, or they can do a one lump sum payment, or they can do it online, holyspiritradio.org, and you can donate online using a credit card.
Okay.
So holyspiritradio.org.
Holyspiritradio.org, yes.
So they don't even have to be near a phone right now.
No, that's exactly right. Yes, they can do it right on the internet, securely on the internet at holyspiritradio.org. So, you know, Lisa, it's not fun to ask for money. You know that. It's not fun.
I know.
But we're doing this because we believe that we are able. We want to bring you into a closer relationship with Jesus Christ. That's why I do this show. That's why I pick the music. That's why I have people like you on the program. And you know what, Lisa? Well, it works. I get emails all the time. It works.
I think it's really true, Gary. And one thing, it's funny, somebody said here at the conference, sometimes I go out and people ask, you know, why do we charge for events, or why does it cost to bring in a speaker, or to, you know, why can't we just give away Catholic books for free? Well, the truth is that, you know, you guys run an operation that has an electricity bill.
Exactly.
And equipment.
Yeah.
All that. So, so for us to be partners, you know, in this work that you do, you know, there's some financial responsibility that comes along with that. And so
exactly.
This is a beautiful ministry that needs to continue.
Well, thank you, Lisa. And thank you for being a regular part of this show, because I know you are helping bring people closer to Christ. You're helping bring me closer to Christ. And that reminder today that we need to get involved in our parish. You know, as somebody who spends a lot of time doing radio, TV, and blogging online, we just joined a new parish. And my wife and I were saying, yeah, I guess we should get involved. You know, it's easy to forget that we belong to parishes, too, as people who are in the public eye. And we need to get involved on the local level as well.
Right, absolutely. Great way to feed your faith life.
All right, Lisa Hendy, remind us where we can follow you online.
LisaHendy.com or at Lisa Hendy on social media.
Thank you so much, Lisa. You're wonderful. God bless you.
God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you. 215-345-1570. Keep the calls coming. We'll be back.
Radiothon 2017, a celebration of over 18 years of Catholic radio in the Delaware Valley. Holy Spirit Radio Foundation is a nonprofit foundation with a mission to go into the whole world and proclaim the good news to all creation. We are dedicated to proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ in the fullness of truth and in accordance with the magisterium of the Catholic Church. We are listener-supported and have been blessed with that support since our first full day on the air on the feast day of St. Joseph on March 19th, 1999, inspired by the Holy Spirit communicating hope. To make your pledge now, please call 215-345-1570. Again, that is 215-345-1570. Or you can make your donation online at holyspiritradio.org.
Want a good prescription for an awesome start to your day? A strong cup of coffee, Gary Zimak, and Spirit in the Morning.
They say sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. And right now I'm losing. Stood on this stage night after night, reminding the broken it'll be alright. But right now, oh right now, I just can't. It's easy to sing when there's nothing to bring me down. But what will I say when I'm held to the flame like I am right now? I know you're able and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone. They say it only takes a little faith to move a mountain. Well, good thing a little faith is all I have right now. God, when you choose to leave mountains unmovable, oh, give me the strength to be able to sing. It is well with
Jesus, I will cling to you. Come what may, 'cause I know you're able. I know you care.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Even If by Mercy Me. We are in the midst of our radiothon. I'm Gary Zimak, and you are listening to an extended version of Spirit in the Morning. We've got a problem. We need to raise $175, and we only have 10 minutes to do it in order to reach our goal of $1,000. We have Joan in the studio with us. Joan is answering your phone calls today. Joan, talk to our listeners.
Please, please. We only have 9 more minutes left. I really think that we can do this, guys. It's so close. Only 10 minutes. $150. Come on, guys.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Thank you, Joan. God bless.
Put us over the top.
Joan's going back to the phones because she knows that you are going to be calling in at 215-345-1570. All we need is $175 to reach our goal of $1,000. Do this for your buddy, Gary. Now, I'm going to say something crazy now. If you are in the vicinity of Holy Spirit Radio in Doylestown, I'm going to make you an offer right now. These are the type of things that they bring me in to do because nobody else does things like this. Dave Parker?
Yes.
For our listeners, and don't get jealous because you're okay on this. I'll take care of you. On the way to the studio, yes. I got donuts from the Yum Yum pastry shop. If you're in the area, you know what the donuts are like from Yum Yum. If you come to Holy Spirit Radio within the next 10 minutes and give us a pledge of any amount, I'll give you a donut.
Absolutely.
How's that?
And some coffee.
That's right. We'll even give you coffee. Wait a minute. Frank Eliason is here, too.
You're assuming I don't eat all the donuts while you guys are sitting in here?
You better not eat those donuts. There's money on the line, Eliason.
I can still tackle people.
And you know what? And that's not a joke. If you want to stop by, because people are stopping by the station, if you want to stop by our studios,
feel free. It's 40 Rickert Road in Doylestown. Or if you have Google Maps, you could just type in WISP. And it will actually tell you here.
How cool is that?
That's right. Come by. Frank and myself, if I'm not on the air, will give you a donut. And that's not a joke. I mean that. And we are so grateful to have you. Oh, see the phone. What's going on, Dave Parker?
They want donuts. Come on in.
I'm here.
Always welcome.
Wait a minute.
Always
Parker's
welcome.
Ringing the bell. Dave,
hey,
take it away.
Hey, three accolades. Ann, thank you. She loves the station. Thank you for listening. Continue to do that. And Tom and Lois, they love Holy Spirit Radio, as we do. And thank you. And one more from Joan. She wants us to please pray for her sister, Carmela, also known as Dolly, who passed away a month ago.
Sure
so, yes, Joan, we will keep Dolly in our prayers, and our listeners will.
And we do want to thank you all for your contributions. Remember, we do have a goal of $1,000 set for this hour. We have less than 10 minutes. Come into the studio with your donation of any amount. We'll give you a donut, some coffee. Dave Parker will do a little song and dance for you, whatever you would like.
Done. I'm warming up now.
I do want to let you know, before we go after the air, here's how it's going to work for Spirit in the Morning. We're going to be joining the Mass at 9 a.m. At 8 a.m., we will be cutting to the Mass, and then I will be back at 9.
Just got word from Mr. Eliason in our production room.
Right.
We got a pledge.
We got another
put us
pledge?
Over the top.
We're over the top?
Yes. We made our goal.
We made our goal. Dave, ring the bell again. Now, I mean, you know what? Thank you. Thank you for coming through for us at Holy Spirit Radio. We really appreciate that. By the way, if you come in, I'll still give you a donut.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. We got plenty.
We'd love to meet you. So we're going to take a break, and the Mass, you're going to be able to hear the Mass from 8 to 9. And then Dave and myself, we're going to be back at 9 with two more hours of Spirit in the Morning, all new music, and listen to this guest lineup from 9 to 11 today on Spirit in the Morning. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, the
wow.
First time we're getting the Deacon here. Fasten your seatbelts. When Deacon is here, it's going to be really good.
Put a helmet on, too.
Father John Paul Mary from EWTN will be here. Cy Kellett, the host of Catholic Answers Live. Carlo Broussard from Catholic Answers. The president of Catholic Answers, Chris Check. And Jimmy Akin from Catholic Answers. If you could see what I'm seeing right now, yeah. Joan Eliason is doing a dance right now.
She is so pumped.
Thank you.
As we are.
Yeah, we are. We are. We're very grateful. And, you know,
praise God.
We are trying our best to give you the best guests possible on this show. This is not just us asking for money. Of course, I'm asking for money to help to keep our station being able to pay the bills and keep us on the air. I mean, we're grateful for that. But also, we're giving you the best guests imaginable. We are giving you great music, and we're giving you inspiration. Our goal here is to help you grow closer to Christ.
Yeah, remember, we have two stations. We have WISP, where we are, and WCOJ in Coatesville, which puts out the signal. So we have operating expenses, folks, and I know you know that, and we appreciate all you can do for us.
We do. And now, so we're going to go off the air. We're not going to go off the air shortly. Dave, I got to learn to choose my words carefully. We are going to the Mass, and I would invite you to stick around, listen to the Mass. If you can't get to Daily Mass, it's great to be able to listen to it. And then Dave and myself, we will be back at 9 for an extended version of Spirit in the Morning. But while we're gone, do me a favor. Keep the number in mind. Keep calling in because we want our operators to stay busy. 215-345-1570, 215-345-1570. And, of course, every time you hear that bell ring, that means we get another phone call, somebody calling in to donate. Also, remember, you can donate online at holyspiritradio.org. What I would like to see, your buddy Gary, who is offering you free donuts, lots of entertainment, you know, I don't ask for much. What I'd like to see is in this next hour that we get some more donations, that we get calls at 215-345-1570 so that I can come back on the air after the Mass and say thank you for coming through. And also, you can donate at holyspiritradio.org. Dave Parker,
Art,
you rang the bell.
Art from St. Jude, thank you for all your great work. Thank you, Art, for calling and keep up the good
work.
You
know what? This is a lot of fun. I just love being here. I am fired up, and it's so funny because on the breaks, I'm so pumped up from doing the interviews and doing these.
He's pacing.
I'm yelling at poor Dave Parker. I'm eating donuts. I'm drinking coffee. I am in my glory, but it's such a pleasure to be with you here. Remember, please keep the calls coming in while we go to the Mass, 215-345-1570.
And keep us in prayer.
Yes,
pray for the whole thing, you know.
We do need your prayers. Dave, give that number again because you're doing so well.
215-345-1570 or online, holyspiritradio.org.
All right, stick around. Coming up next, the Mass. And after that, we will be back for two more hours of Spirit in the Morning, starting off with the man, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, is in the house. Stay tuned.